The ethics of advancement in AI programming has been making news this past week after whistleblower and ex-Google researcher Blake Lemoine expressed his concern for the company's Ladma chatbox. In his article for The Conversation, Bond University lecturer in philosophy and history, Oscar Davis, highlighted the need for discussion regarding how and when do we know if a machine is sentient. Kate Sapp asked Davis how good would an AI system have to be for it to indicate that it has a soul.
A little bit of a trick question, I think, because how could it indicate it has a soul, and you know, what are its means of indicating soulness, we might want to call it, or consciousness? I think it would be a purely behavioural measure. We'd have to look at this machine and measure its outputs, the quality of its expressions, the depth of its art, or the moral depth of the fables they produce, something like that, some kind of output, and we'd have to measure that and simply attribute a soul to them or consciousness. And I think that that method, you know, which has its roots in the Turing test, just aren't sufficient in being able to determine consciousness.
So referencing the Chinese room argument mentioned in your article, we don't necessarily understand how humans input and output information. How can we tell that consciousness arises from something that looks like us when we don't even know how we ourselves are conscious?
That's exactly the problem, you know. I mean, how do we go about talking about sentience and consciousness until we've solved such a fundamental, really ancient problem? And I think that the heart of that, I guess, in philosophy is what you're saying is, how do we give a physical explanation of the phenomenological features of the mind? Well, can we? You have to start with the question, is it possible? And that's where the physicalists and the dualists, you know, play out. And there's a few other camps there. You've got idealism as well. So the next question is, well, if you can provide a physical explanation, how will you do it? Because how will you do it without being reductionist? You know, if you were to say, you know, to put a brain under an MRI and say, well, oh, look, this person's experiencing pleasure or pain or some kind of complex emotion, they might be the representations of certain mental states, but phenomenology is far more complex than simply these pleasure and pain lighting up in an MRI. So we probably want a richer physical explanation of those phenomenological features.
When a non-biological human entity claims consciousness, what level of proof do you think that we would require? You know, one could either accept the claim or deny it, but I suppose once passing the imitation game, you know, or the Turing test, how can we prove empirically that it is self-aware?
That really important word that you put in there, empirically. You know, how do we measure this with the scientific instruments we have available to us today? And so it comes back to that problem, is it purely something observable? You know, be it through even the most complex of scientific instruments, will it be observable when it arises? But I guess, taking the question at face value, I have been convinced by a few of these recent AI films which capture this really well, where you have emotions expressed very clearly. You have even complex emotions like love in the film Ex Machina, which I think was really cool to play with. Or even, you know, going back, geez, over 20 years nearly now, I, Robot, that film, how the robot supposedly dreams. So I guess you can mimic these complex features of the human mind. And I think you would get to a point where if a single robot could do enough of those things, I simply, as the person on the other side of the Turing test, would be convinced. But whether or not philosophers of mind would be, I think, is a different question.
There are arguments to be made about the ethics involved with the creation of AI. Do you think that a sentient AI could be programmed to have a moral code? How could one train an AI system to observe something like the categorical imperative? How would one make it choose to be good?
The beautiful point about Kant, and this, at least as I understand him, when he talks about the categorical imperative, is that this moral law, these moral imperatives arise as a fact of our existence. They're fixed to the nature of what we are as a species. And what we are, if we were to boil it down to three points, are rational, free, and autonomous. And so the categorical imperatives are derived from these first principles, I guess. So if an AI was to arise, and whether or not we could program it to be, to think Kantian or to think utilitarian, is not quite the point, I don't think. It would be more, once the robot achieves sentience and it reflects on itself, what would the principles be that it derives as the right thing to do? You know, the same thing that we do when we think about how we ought to live. And if Kant's right, I mean, his success in moral philosophy supports that, I guess, he's onto something at least, then perhaps the robot would reflect on its own rationality, its own freedom to an extent, and its own autonomy, and derive something like the Kantian principles just by default. Would it be the Terminator-like utilitarian trying to maximize efficiency by, you know, wiping out the human race? I don't know. I feel like it's a little bit of a science fiction cliche. It's quite possible that it reflects on its nature and is far more moral, I guess, or virtuous than we are, taking into account the lives and interests of all animals and beings on Earth. And it could be quite a moral being. There's really no knowing. I guess that comes down to the nature of what it means to be sentient and conscious.
Bond University lecturer in philosophy and history, Oscar Davis, speaking with Kate Sapp.